going to read this scripture before I start. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Your plans, you plan to give you hope and future. That's what we're going to start with. Will you pray with me? Lord, as we come to this time, open our minds and our hearts to your word and open our, and let my words be your words. Amen. So, remember when you were little and you had this life plan planned out? So when you were 8 years old and you had this plan planned out, are you there now? Is that the plan you had? Me either. When I was 8 years old, I was going to this little Methodist church in Arizona. And I loved it because I loved Bible school. I didn't know nothing about God. God was this big white man up in the clouds that said no if you did something wrong. Yeah, well, and Jesus was this great guy in the storybook. And I liked it. I loved the stories. I loved the stories of Jesus. And I was growing up and in and out of that Methodist church. And you go to church and you sit and you listen. And it's quiet. And you listen to the preacher and you listen to the choir and you pray. You pass the offering. And once a quarter, you get your little cups for communion that are on the tray. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And anything different than that was wrong, because it just was. But I didn't have this great fascination with God. I just enjoyed going to church and playing with the kids. And it was, the stories were kind of like Cat in the Hat. Oh, Jesus at the well, that's cool, you know. So through high school, I volunteered at a camp for people with special needs. And I still had this plan in my head for life. I was going to grow up and be a nurse, but I was going to join the Air Force and go through nursing school through the Air Force. And I was going to get married and have 3.2 kids. And I was going to have, I was going to live on a farm because I love animals. And I was going to have lots of farm animals and adopt other kids. That was my plan. But I was going to marry a man, you see. So that was the plan, high school. And I went along my little box. And when I was 15, this friend of mine invited me to church, and it was an Assembly of God church. No, it was Church of God, one of those. Anyway, I sure, and my best friend and I went to her church, and we walked in, and it was this little church, and everything was just like everybody else's, and we sat down, and the preacher started, and he started hollering, and my eyes were this big. I'm 15, I'm come Methodist, okay, and he's a hollering, and he's a moaning, and I was like, oh crap, where have I come? Well, who are these people? And then in the midst of my horror, this preacher standing up here doing all this, this lady stands up behind me in tongues. Never heard it. Didn't know it existed. Didn't know nothing about speaking in tongues. I was like, oh, God, she's possessed. And I looked at my friend. I said, we got to get out of here. And she said, how are we going to leave? They're guarding the door, because there were people standing at the door. And I was like, okay, just they can't hurt us because people know we're here. So we'll just sit here. And by the end of that service, I'm like this. I'm like, we got to get out of here. And my friend said, so did you have a good time? I'm like, yeah. And the preacher comes over and he said, I hope you'll come back. And I'm like, yeah. And we get out the door, and I looked at my friend, and she looked at me. She said, what have we just been to? I said, that's supposed to be church. And she said, I've never, and I had never And I was scared to death. And I lived right down the street from this building. I never even walked by that building because I was afraid they'd see me and try to drag me in. Never again did I. I was like, no more. That's right. Yelling, screaming, and then I thought, no more. Then I graduated from high school. Okay? I graduated from high school, and I went to talk to the military people. Well, they found out I had surgery on my knees, and they said, I'm sorry, you can't come to the military. So I stepped back, and my dad was Air Force 21 years, and I wanted to, the nurse was my mom, and the Air Force was my dad, so I could combine it. I was like, okay, I don't have to do this. I can still be a nurse. So on to college I go, and here I sit in chemistry. And it was quite apparent the second day I had no clue what this man was talking about, and nor was I ever going to. And I had to have that class to be a nurse. Okay, step back a little bit. What am I going to do now, you know? So I got a little weary of school. And my mother talked me into going to beauty school to be a beautician. So I did hair for 5 years. Hated every minute of it. I hated dealing with people and their little curls and why is it doing... That didn't last very long. Then I went back to working with my folks with special needs. And that's what my call was as far as work. In the meantime, my spiritual journey is none. God didn't really, I mean, I believed, but I didn't care. And all I could think of was those people yelling at me and speaking in tongues. And if you'd have told me you're going to be a pastor, I'd have said, you are out of your ever-loving mind. Those people are crazy. Do you know what I saw this man doing? I'm not hugging no pulpit, okay? So life went on. And then I started liking a girl. And I thought, oh, crap. And she really wasn't a girlfriend, but she was. And I dated her for about a year and a half. And I thought, maybe this is a phase. It wasn't. No phase. And then I said, how do I figure this out? So I didn't go back to church for a while. And then my mother died. And I went into this spiral of depression. For 2 years, I hated God, and there was no God, because if there was a God, my mother wouldn't be dead. My mother would have lived, because she's only 57. If there was a God, then my life would have been the way it was supposed to have been. So, I just kept sinking. And I ended up in the hospital, psychiatric hospital for depression. And a chaplain came to me, and I'm like, I ain't talking to you. You know, I want to talk to you. And he said, I'm not talking to you about God. I want to talk to you about something. I said, okay. And he said, so if you really love your mom, do you really think that there's no more? And I said, what do you mean? Well, if your mom is gone, the thought of not ever, ever seeing her again, and the thought of that spirit being dead, do you really think that is what it is? He didn't tell me to go to church. He told me to think about things. So as I thought about things, I thought, if I believe in God, then I believe the spirit of my mother is still here. If I believe in God, the death is not the end. It's just a different journey. And that turned me around. That different thinking. I still didn't want to go to church. You know, all these people that live in the top, I haven't met them yet. Because everybody else I know is this. Yeah. Yeah. And what if God didn't put me in the low? God didn't take my mother. My mother was sick. She had a stroke. If she'd have lived, she might have been a vegetable, and she wouldn't want to live that way. What if the low is not because God put me there, but it was just life? You know, the title of this, Life is a Journey, Not a Guided Tour. Because the journey, God walks with you. The journey, Jesus leads you and teaches you. The guided tour means it tells you where to go. We're going over here to look at this. Has anyone ever had that guided tour? You've had a guided tour? Have you had it, or have you had the jaggedy thing? Yeah. So life kept going, and I met Linda. And during that time, before that I had been homeless. I've lived in my car. I lived in a tent by the river. I stayed at a shelter, which was interesting. I didn't do drugs. I've been blessed with that. My ex was crazy as all get out, which led me to believe that all women were that way. But anyway, so I spent a lot of time in the psych hospitals with her. And I met Linda, and we started coming to church. And then the journey changed for me. It didn't become easy, because my life is always the bottom. My spiritual journey is always gasping. But Psalms 23:4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Can we say amen? Amen. They comfort me. So God moved. God didn't make life easy, because that's not what God does. God walks with you in that life. And so part of the journey and wandering was, I was supposed to do what I'm doing at this time in my life. Not when I was 23 and doing hair and going through all that, but God used all that journey to get me where I am today. God didn't do those things. God didn't make me homeless. My choices did. My free will did. But God uses those things. So, working with IDD and living with Linda, and those are my passions. I love working with that population. I love working with people that need that justice. So all the years of pastoring, the years of PBJ, the years that we had New Creation was part of that journey. And it still was squiggly through all that. You know, how are we going to pay the rent, buy the food? Not my food, but PB&J. How are we going to keep New Creation's doors open? And then one day, Lynn Hill got sick. Lynn Hill was a very big part of our life. And that being said, I wasn't afraid anymore to be mad at God. Because on that journey, I learned that God loves me even when I'm mad. That God is okay with that, because God is a bigger God. You know, God is an awesome God. God is a big God, and God can encompass that person that's whining at the pulpit, that person that's just standing up there speaking monotone. God is all of it. And God is okay with me saying, I can't do PB&J anymore. I cannot keep New Creation's doors open. It's something else on that road. So before I was afraid to question and get mad at God, and I was losing too many people. I've lost too many people. My best friend died this year. One of my best friends. Cancer to me is the devil. It is evil. So closing PB&J and New Creation was the right thing to do. It was time. But I had to discover another way to live out my purpose. Another path to take on my journey. And every day that's a little different. It's not going into PB&J anymore to get ready for the next thing. It's different. And that's okay. We all have this journey. And it's going to change. And the roads are not going to be exactly what we want. But God is with us wherever we take that road. You know, I think that discovering, what if discovering and living out your purpose has much less to do with defining it and much more with letting it emerge slowly? It means it's not about sitting and making a plan for your life every single step, but about letting it happen. Maybe that's what God wants us to do. Because God changes things too. I can imagine God's up there. Wait a minute. Let's do it this way. God has a sense of humor too. Trust me. Jesus. And sometimes I'm not real thrilled with his sense of humor. But part of our job is to create a good environment and allow the divine mystery to express itself. To sit and listen and be. And at PB&J, it was hard to sit and be because it was constantly, I need you to pray with me. I need you to do this. I need you. And that was okay because those people needed that. And that was my call at that time. I questioned God a lot. Get mad at God, and that's okay. And God is bigger than me and can take it. And I hope we spend more time questioning God and recognizing that God is all the time bursting into our reality and changing our perspectives. I could walk into that Assembly of God church today. I may not feel like they accept me for being gay, but I could walk in there and be okay with the tongues and the pastor and the evangelical spiritualism. Yeah. No, but I could be okay with the way they worship. God is not black and white. The road is not nice and easy. And knowing God is a lifelong journey. And the road is not always the same. And the sooner we get used to that jagged road, the better off we're going to be. The sooner we get used to God not being perfectly straight and narrow, the better off we're going to be. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. But either way, God is with you the entire world. When we realize that God is your partner on the road and Jesus is the way we get there, it is much easier to deal with. Life is not always easy, but Jesus is always with us and God is always with us. And they walk with us and they teach us and they love us despite of our being mad. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord, as we go about our day, help us to journey with you and remember that no matter what happens, you are with us. You walk with us through the hills and the valleys. The song that comes to my mind right now is the God of the Mountain. You are the God of the good times and the God of the bad. Help us to remember that
and to remember that you love us despite our questions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.